broadcasting from Manhattan Beach and the World Wide Web. You're listening to CHSR, HealthyLife.net.
As a service to our listeners, this program is for general information and entertainment purposes only. CHSRHealthyLife.net does not recommend, endorse, or object to the views, products, or topics expressed or discussed by show hosts or their guests. We suggest you always consult with your own personal, medical, financial, or legal advisor.
Welcome to Your Best Life. This is Dr. Joan Irvine talking about lots of things. In fact, this is going to be the last radio show I do before the Redondo Beach elections. And as many of you know, I'm actually running for mayor of Redondo Beach. So I'll be doing most of this show as just Joan Irvine, mayoral candidate for Redondo Beach. First of all, I'm going to be getting out lots of stuff. My campaign is keeping it real in Redondo, and boy, there's a lot of things that people need to know. I attended last week. The Easy Reader did a mayoral candidate roundtable, and the week before it was the League of Women Voters. The Redondo Chamber has interviewed all of us. We've been interviewed by the Daily Breeze, the Easy Reader, the Patch. So there's lots of information out there. But everything was just really nice and polite. And nothing, it wasn't a debate. And there are things that need to be discussed that were not discussed at the time. So I will be going through a number of those things. But also, first thing I want to say to you is get out and vote. The reports just came out yesterday. Only 6% of the people have voted. And the election day is March 4th. It is an all-mail-in ballot. You would have gotten it if you registered. There are 49,000 registered voters in Redondo Beach. You all got one of those brochures that talked about the candidates. And guess what? If there was a candidate statement in there, that cost $1,800 for us candidates to be putting that in so that you would have information on us. So please, please, please vote, because if you don't vote, then when something is happening that you don't like, or if you don't like your mayor or your city council person or some of the rules, guess what? You had a chance to have input into it. So please get out and vote. Get out those ballots. It's an all mail-in, so all you have to do is fill it out. You can drop it in the mail. You can drop it. There's boxes around the city in each district where you can drop off your ballot. You can also drop it off at City Hall. So please go through that pile of mail that's sitting on your desk someplace, or go to the trash can where you may have put your ballot in and pull it out and vote. And I hope by the end of this radio show that you'll vote for me. I've never run before. This is the first time for me to run for public office. And even though I disagree with some of my competition, I'd say competition, other candidates, let me put it that way, I give everybody who runs for a public office so much credit now. It has been just an up and down experience. The paperwork you have to fill out is unbelievable. And the reporting that you have to do is just a real pain. And then you have to be out, you have to be seeing people. I must say I've done mainly a digital campaign. I've been very lucky that HealthyLife.net has been very supportive of me, and I've done PSAs. I have other people who are helping me out, and they're doing the door knocking. It has just been a really unique experience. So please, please, please vote. Because I just did a calculation last night. And, you know, if you take a look, and so, I mean, it was something like 3,040 people have voted. It was something like that, which brings it to the 6%. Do you realize that? You assume that the city probably, and I bet it's even going to be higher, probably has already spent at least $300,000 on this. I'm assuming it's going to be higher. And I just grabbed that number knowing what another special election cost. So that's like $60 a voter of whoever has voted so far. I mean, we should be voting because we are lucky to be able to have the vote. And, you know, people in Redondo don't hold back on what they think. So if you, you know, let's really put, you know, put your, you know, your vote where your mouth is and do something about it. Okay, I was talking about, you know, a number of things that have been going on in Redondo. And let me get back to the Easy Reader candidate roundtable, which was last week. And if you go online to Facebook, you'll be able, and do Joan Key and Joan Irvine, one of my blogs will have some information in it that will direct you to that and to the other items that I talked about. League of Women Voters and some of the articles. So go there and take a look at that so you can see what the other candidates have said. Well, one of the things that one of the candidates said is that they said that they, Niels Nierenheim. You know, he was talking about, we need to get prepared for the Olympics in 28. We need to get prepared for the World Cup in 26. Well, guess what? That ship has sailed. You know, several years ago, Mayor Brand with other people went to try to get some events down here in Redondo Beach, and we got rejected. Because guess what? We didn't have the infrastructure that they needed to be hosting events down here. We may have the beautiful water and the beaches, but we didn't have the rest of the infrastructure. And so he's doing this big push as if we're going to be able to do something. There's no way. We don't have the infrastructure. What are we going to do by next year for the World Cup? Where are they going to be coming? What changes? We're not going to be able to get any changes done. Come, it takes 10 years or more to get anything done in this town. And the Olympics for 28, you know, why would people come up to Redondo when they can be down? They'll be down in Long Beach and everything will be centered there. Plus, he's talking about we need to be prepared for this. Well, where is the money going to come from? I mean, this is where keeping it real in Redondo. I keep it real in Redondo. You know, are you going to take the money? Where are you going to find it? Or are you going to take the money from North Redondo? Or, you know, because right now, North Redondo, you know, Artesia, as they have been for years, are saying, please, 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 we need to make North Redondo a beautiful shopping street rather than just a corridor that people drive through. And also you have the Galleria where, you know, that has taken so long. That used to be the largest tax revenue source that we had, and it's no longer because we've let it go down. And so we don't have the money to even do that. So I don't know how people are thinking of we're going to be able to direct money to the Olympics and to the World Cup. I would love it. As long as it doesn't interfere with the other projects in town. And guess what? The city has like 100+ items on their capital improvement list. And we're not getting to most of them because we do not have the money. And why don't we have the money? Because two of the candidates, both Niels Nierenheim and Jim Light, stopped development here in Redondo. Several years ago, like 8 years ago, we had a waterfront project. And what we did is the city put out an RFQ so people could respond, companies could respond to the RFQ, and they did. And we chose, as a city, we chose CenterCal. Then everything went to hell. Let's be real. It totally went to hell. All of a sudden, Jim Light and all of his people were going, oh, it's a mall by the sea. It's a mall by the sea, scaring people. And we had a agreement with CenterCal. Well, guess what? We, because of Measure C, which Jim Light was behind, we stopped the CenterCal because of Measure C had some zoning in it. So CenterCal turned around and they sued us for breach of contract. We paid them $2 million. And I want you to start adding up some of the numbers that I am going to be giving you so you realize how much some of these people have cost us. So we have $2 million that it cost us because of breaking our contract with CenterCal. And what has happened down in the waterfront? Well, we'll talk about that in a minute. But, do you know, CentraCal, if we had had something down there nice, they were willing to get smaller. I mean, there would have been, I just read this the other day, there would have been like 2,500 jobs during construction. We would have had like 1,000, 1,500 jobs. People could have had jobs here in town. It would have been bringing in millions of dollars of revenue. And also, it would have made our waterfront prettier, nicer. People may be going down there. So you take a look at, you know, cost us $2 million. It cost us, 1,000, 1,500 jobs. You know, it cost us probably $5 to $7 million a year of sales tax revenue. Plus, you would have gotten more TOT, which is the hotel tax. So right there, let's say, so that would have been, you know, we'll put that, let's say it's $5 million a year that we have lost there. And that's not, as I said, that's not including the jobs. That's not including the TOT. That's not including, you know, all the businesses that would have been there that would have made money. So, you know, now we have, you know, thankfully, we have Beach Life Festival that's there. And Alan Sanford is doing the California Surf Club. You know, maybe that will be ready for the Olympics. You know, that could possibly be ready, hopefully by the World Cup, but at least by the Olympics, at least so we'd have something to show the world about us. So, you know, it's like, you know, let's be real here. That's right. Keeping it real in Redondo. Okay. So then let's get to other things that have happened in our town. You know, Jim Light at the Easy Reader candidate forum said that we were the crown jewel until like the 1900s, and it's been 20 years since things haven't been happening. Well, guess what? 1900s, that was over a century ago. And in the last 10 years, the reason why things haven't happened is because of Measure C and Jim Light. So, and going back, you don't get to go back. You have to evolve. You have to go forward. You know, I was taught many years ago that, I was told many years ago that you either grow or you die. And what's happening in Redondo, sadly, is we have been dying because we have not had development. We are not known as a business-friendly community. It is just so disgusting. And I would love Redondo to be the crown jewel. I love Redondo, which is the reason I'm running for mayor. But, you know, to say that we're going to be the crown jewel again, it's going to take a hell of a lot of money. And it's going to take years before that's going to be happening. And I hate to say, I don't see that happening in my lifetime. And, of course, I'm older than most of you, which has been pointed out to me. Oh, yeah, I hate to tell you, with this election, there is a person that has a blog on, it's called Redondo Chamber Unmasked. And this is a blog on Facebook. In fact, the person behind the blog, we can't prove it, so I'm not going to say his name. He happens to be on the Planning Commission. But it is like it was called Redondo Chamber Unmasked because he took it on himself along with his other friends to try to destroy the chamber several years ago. And the chamber is the entity that brings people in, businesses into town. And we need businesses in our town. Just to let you know, a report just came out, about a month ago, that said that our sales tax revenue only increased by 5 or 6%, while Hermosa Beach and Manhattan Beach increased by 30% in the last 10 years. We're talking the last 10 years. And Torrance has increased 100% or more. You know, that's pretty bad when we don't have that kind of money. And the money from homeowners, you know, real estate taxes just doesn't cover it. So we're having to really cut back on things that we're doing in order to stay in budget. Well, guess what Redondo Chamber Unmasked did to me? They put up a blog as soon as I announced that I was running for mayor. They put up a blog calling me out on my age, saying that I was almost an octogenarian. Well, yes, I'm 76 years old. Damn right I'm almost an octogenarian, and I am breaking the age code, which a lot of us are doing. There is a woman out, a professor out of Yale, that she did research, and she found that if you don't buy into ageism, that you live 7.5 more years of healthy life. And the thing is, and if you don't buy into it, it's not just a mental thing. It actually genetically, it affects your whole body. And there are so many people like me. When I've been knocking on doors, I'm loving all the people my age that I'm seeing, and that we're all vibrant people getting out there and doing things. So when I was called on my age, I was just shocked. Then he said that I was, I had a CBD affected mind. Well, obviously, this man doesn't know anything about cannabis, because CBD is not psychoactive. It's the THC in cannabis that is. CBD is good for inflammation. It's good for neuropathy. It's good for so many things. But he even went to the extent that he was criticizing Keep the Esplanade Beautiful, which is near and dear to my heart, and he's only criticizing it because of me. Then he went on to say that, the octogenarian, that I was on a dating site. I mean, the guy drilled down to get all this information on me, which is frivolous information. And at the end, he called me Daffy and Goofy. I couldn't make this stuff up. I wish that Netflix would be coming to our town to talk about all the stuff that is going on. Then we also have, that's been going on. He hasn't stopped on me, and that's fine. Hey, call me names. And if you take a look, I've put out some videos. I mean, one of the videos I put out is, like I said, they called me the poop lady because I started Keep the Esplanade Beautiful. They called me the pot lady because I have been advocating for very secure, regulated dispensaries that protect children. And then I said, when all else failed, they called me the old lady. Well, duh. So it's been really kind of interesting that our election has really dumbed down to like grammar school level. And, you know, and I have asked everybody who supports me, I said, if we're going to be putting out information, I want information. I don't want parodies. I don't want this kind of BS that's been going on from the other side. So please don't do that. And they've been pretty, can I say, they've been pretty good, you know, about not putting out information in a parody type way. Also, let's get back to how much they've cost the city. Well, let's see, when we're talking about Jim Light, he was the founder of Build a Better Redondo. Well, guess what? Jim Light has sued the city of Redondo Beach at least twice, gotten over $1 million of our tax money in settlement. Of course, he claims that, it all went to the legal fees, but guess what? He still sued the city. So take a look at it. It's up on Facebook that you can find this information. And so I'm going to be adding that to, there was $2 million. Now this adds $1 million that he's cost us. So right there, we're talking minimum of $3 million that has cost us, and our taxpayer money. And then we can't do things. We have to float a bond in order to have our fire and police department have decent facilities. I mean, that is just horrible. So right there. Okay. And then we have, then let's get back to Niels Nierenheim. Well, guess what? There was one time, and there's a whole story behind this, which would take too long, but basically he had been 86th from, which means you can't go in there, by Paul Hennessy over some political thing. And Paul Hennessy, 86th him, 86th Mayor Bram. Well, about a month later, Niels went into Hennessy's in Riviera Village on a Sunday night, and I guess he was a little loaded, and the people were served him, but then they realized who he was because Paul Hennessy had like an FBI sign on the wall and saying, these people aren't allowed in. So they asked him to leave. He was very belligerent as he was being escorted out, and he pulled the flyer off the wall. Well, Paul Hennessy ended up suing him for vandalism and et cetera. And then Niels countersued. But what happened is that Niels convinced the city council, his cronies, to pay for his legal fees. even though he convinced them that was part of his being a city council person. It had nothing to do with that. And guess what? It took me about a year and a half, but I finally found out the legal fees were like $95,000 that we paid of our taxpayer money in order to defend him for his drunken behavior. Hey, listen, we've all been, listen, I'm not complaining about that behavior. I'm complaining about what he did with his behavior and that he went into a place he had been told that he wasn't welcome in. So, and it took me a year and a half. And the way the deal was made, is that if he won, this is captain at city council, if he won the suit, that he didn't have to pay it back. If he lost the suit, then he was going to have to pay it back. Well, he and Paul Hennessy and Neil Snarenheim decided just to let it go. It was just costing too much. I have no idea. I've not been able to find out whether Neil paid any of it back. So maybe he doesn't owe the whole $95,000, but he sure owes half of it that should be going back into our coffers. So right there, so, you know, add another $100,000 to what these people have cost us. You know, and here we are in this economy. It's just unbelievable. And then, you know, we go back to, oh, here's another good one. You know, a special election. A few years ago, the city council decided to have a special election because there was a Measure E, which an outside company was coming in and trying to usurp what the city was doing as far as cannabis dispensaries. And I was against it, because we were working on something. So I fought against Measure E because I felt that the city was doing a good job, made the mistake of thinking that, on cannabis dispensaries. And also there had been the same person that was behind Measure E had done a recall effort against Obagi. So what they did is they couldn't do, we had a special election, I forget what, when this came up, it was like the end of the year, beginning of the year. We already had a municipal election set up for March. Well, they managed to, oh, I only have 60 seconds. I'm going to have to come back and tell you about the details of this, because this special election cost us about $250. $250,000, excuse me, to have this special election. And when you hear what the real reason was behind it, you will, I guess, maybe not be shocked with what I'm talking about. But come back, and then I'll go into details on that. So thank you for listening to Your Best Life and talking about keeping it real in Redondo.
Keeping it real in Redondo starts with a vote for Joan Irvine for mayor, a pillar of the community who doesn't mind the hard work and has the wisdom to make a positive difference for everyone, just like she has with keeping the Esplanade beautiful for over 11 years. This former CEO of international associations who has worked with Senate and congressional staffs has the much-needed executive skills, unbiased viewpoints, and capabilities needed for Redondo Beach to cooperate in harmony and in the direction for Redondo to flourish in business, community, and quality of life for all people, not just the sinuous few with their own agenda that has negatively pitted citizen against citizen, destroying cooperation for much too long. She'll put an end to the city spending thousands of tax dollars on unnecessary lawsuits and legal fees that could have been used to enhance Redondo's economic development, to revitalize the city and empower all of its citizens, including children and seniors. So if you want to go back to keeping it real in Redondo, then vote for Joan Irvine for mayor. You'll be glad you did.
I'm Joan Irvine, keeping it real in Redondo, and I approve this message.
Constant Contact and your small business make a perfect fit for marketing. They give you what you need to succeed. Fast and easy email marketing at your fingertips. Visit the HealthyLife.net advertiser page and click on Constant Contact to start your marketing.
The ocean and its beaches are one of our greatest treasures, and Redondo Beach in Southern California brings joy to millions of people every year. But we need your help. Keep the Esplanade Beautiful is a charitable organization that makes a positive difference in how the Esplanade looks by keeping it clean. They're looking for Saturday sweep volunteers, the first Saturday of every month. Meet at 9 a.m. Pacific time at the Esplanade and Avenue I, and bring your friends. Keep our Redondo Beach beautiful. For info, visit keeptheesplanadebeautiful.org. Keepthesplanadebeautiful.org.
I've heard of Bose for years, but I thought you had to be some electronic geek to appreciate the superior technology and sound that Bose is famous for. Well, I'm not too proud to admit that I was wrong. I found out that Bose is an advertiser on HealthyLife.net. So I just clicked through to check it out, and now I'm proud to say that my home is equipped with superior technology and amazing sharp and bold sound through my solid and compact Bose Wave radio and CD player. Thanks to HealthyLife.net and Bose, what a difference a click made.
Okay. Welcome back to Your Best Life. This is Joan Irvine, and I'm a mayoral candidate for Redondo Beach. And the election, the last day to turn in your ballots is March 4th, so please get them in. Well, I left you with a cliffhanger, so let me go back into the details. So what happened is that, you know, the cannabis, we had this group come in, Measure E, and it was going to be voted on in the March election. Well, it turns out they had also done a recall on Obagi. Well, you could not do a special election on the recall alone. But, so what they did is they used Measure E in order to do this recall, in order to include the recall in it, and so that way it would be taken care of. Well, the recall, this special election, was $250,000 of our money in order to really, all it was to do is to stop the recall on Obagi. Plus, now this I can't verify, but from people who I know who are in the know, they said they did that so that Mayor Brand could maintain his 3-2 hold over the city council. He did not want to lose Obagi's vote. So just to let you know, there's stuff going on behind the scenes here in Redondo that I wasn't even aware of, and a lot of you would not be aware of. So, you know, so we had that election, $250,000. Let's see. Oh, and then, this was really amazing, is that, you know, during the Easy Reader mayoral candidate roundtable, and if you look at it, take a look at minute 31, 45 seconds, and see what happens. Okay, cannabis. I have been called the cannabis lady. People are against me because I support highly regulated cannabis dispensaries. It is safer for our city, safer for the children. It will reduce the black market. I can go on and on, but I've been talking about this for 7 years. But it was really funny because at the Easy Reader, Goody, who was the moderator, he asked how many people supported the cannabis dispensary agenda or issue. And guess what? 4 out of 5 had to raise their hands, maybe reluctantly, but had to raise their hand. And that included Mayor Light, that included Neil Narenheim, that included Jeff Ginsburg and myself. Now, Georgette Gantner is the only one who's against it. So if you're really against cannabis dispensaries, vote for Georgette. But what I found was most funny is then they asked if you had taken money, any campaign money, from the cannabis industry. And I did take $500 from somebody who is in the industry and is probably going to be applying for a dispensary license whenever that happens. So I said yes. And then Neil said, I've not taken any money. And somebody tried to offer me money during one of the last elections, and I didn't take it. Well, guess what? Reality was that many years ago, I forget which election it was, Niels Narenheim took money from people involved in the industry. And it was brought up that he had done that. And it turns out these same people had given Todd Lowenstein some money. Once Todd realized or was informed who these people were, he gave the money back. At that meeting, Niels Narenheim said he was not going to be giving the money back. Well, guess what? Now he's claiming he did. So, you know, what happened between between the last election and this election? He gave it back, but, you know, he said he wasn't going to. And also, I checked with the FPPC, the Public Policy or Commission, about what I needed to do. You know, if something comes up when I'm elected, if it comes up, you know, if necessary, I would recuse myself. And plus, the mayor can only veto. No, she doesn't get to vote. so that, you know, I might have myself covered there. But I just wanted to let you know that, you know, here I am and I'm being called out as being this big cannabis advocate, which I am, and child safety, which I am. But at least I am being honest about it, and I'm not the only one. So if you're going to be calling people out, call everybody out except for, I said, Georgette. So that if you're against it, vote for Georgette. Otherwise, vote for me. And take a look. You'll see that on the Easy Reader roundtable at minute 31, 45 seconds. So that's another thing that's been going on in town. Okay, then, I mean, this keeps on going. I mean, you couldn't write this stuff. You couldn't make this stuff up. And it's just all happening, and I'm just kind of letting you know about this. Okay, so a couple of other things have been going on in our town. You know, I am a feminist. I have been a feminist since I was in high school, and I was in high school in the 60s, and I came out into the world when, as women, you didn't have an opportunity to be, you know, having any decent job. You know, you're supposed to get married and have kids and stay at home and raise them. Nothing, I'm not saying there's anything wrong with them, but that was our option. Well, you know, Redondo is also noted for being very sexist. And this came up most recently. There was a Facebook page, I think it was North Redondo Residence, that there, the man that's running for city attorney, there was a picture of city council person Paige, District 3, and she had a group of citizens, and they were helping somebody with their yard work. Obviously, somebody that needed help. It was community volunteerism. It was really trying to help their neighbor. And he wrote that, oh, look, they probably don't have liability insurance. They're putting everybody at risk, blah, 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 because he is a lawyer, so he'd look at it that way. And then he said, and these words are not going to be quite correct, but the next part is, he said, but what can you expect from a stay-at-home mom city council person? If that is not, and I'm not going to say the word, sexist, I mean, I could not believe that somebody said that and that somebody who is running for our city attorney would make that kind of comment. Unbelievable. But why should I think it's unbelievable? Look what they did to Laura MD when she was on the city council. In fact, we wanted Laura to run for mayor. We really pushed to have Laura run because we knew that she would win. But look, they were so mean to Laura. The 8 years that she was on city council, she just did not want to do it again. And what they did, and this was Niels Nierenheim, when you have mayor pro tem, so we have a mayor, and a mayor pro tem is the person that if the mayor's out of town or can't do something, this pro tem mayor steps in. And we've always, always done it by rotation. District 1, District 3, 4, no, 2, 3, 4, 5, and then it would rotate again. Well, it was her time to be mayor pro tem. Niels appointed, said, okay, I want to be running. I forget the words, but he was there, and he said, I want to be running. It should be me. And they bypassed her. He got the city council to bypass her as mayor pro tem and got himself appointed as mayor pro tem. I mean, is that pretty disgusting? And they were just so mean to her. So that's just another thing, the sexism that goes in this town is really, really sad. And I have several other instances that I just want people to know about. But once again, it's going to have to wait. I'll do another cliffhanger for you. And so when we come back from commercial, I will tell you about some other stuff that's been going on in town. So welcome back. I'll welcome you back in a couple of minutes with some more information. And thank you for listening to Your Best Life.
Keeping it real in Redondo starts with a vote for Joan Irvine for mayor, a pillar of the community who doesn't mind the hard work and has the wisdom to make a positive difference for everyone, just like she has with keeping the Esplanade beautiful for over 11 years. This former CEO of International Associations who has worked with Senate and congressional staffs has the much-needed executive skills, unbiased viewpoints, and capabilities needed for Redondo Beach to cooperate in harmony and in the direction for Redondo to flourish in business, community, and quality of life for all people, not just the centrist few with their own agenda that has negatively pitted citizen against citizen, destroying cooperation for much too long. She'll put an end to the city spending thousands of tax dollars on unnecessary lawsuits and legal fees that could have been used to enhance Redondo's economic development to revitalize the city and empower all of its citizens, including children and seniors. So if you want to go back to keeping it real in Redondo, then vote for Joan Irvine for mayor. You'll be glad you did.
I'm Joan Irvine, keeping it real in Redondo, and I approve this message.
One of the best things about the technology available today is being able to listen to HealthyLife.net on the go or while I'm at work. Typically, headphones or earphones are required, and let's face it, sometimes they break or get worn out or lost. To find my latest solution to this, I found the Earphone Solutions website while browsing the HealthyLife.net advertiser page. There are plenty of options from basic inexpensive on-the-go earphones to studio-quality headphones for when I really have time to enjoy everything from rock to bock. Earphone Solutions on the HealthyLife.net advertiser page.
The ocean and its beaches are one of our greatest treasures, and Redondo Beach in Southern California brings joy to millions of people every year. But we need your help. Keep the Esplanade Beautiful is a charitable organization that makes a positive difference in how the Esplanade looks by keeping it clean. They're looking for Saturday sweep volunteers, the first Saturday of every month. Meet at 9 a.m. Pacific time at the Esplanade and Avenue I, and bring your friends. Keep our Redondo Beach beautiful. For info, visit keeptheesplanadebeautiful.org. keeptheesplanadebeautiful.org.
For all your live or pre-recorded webcasting needs, come to earthchannel.com. Get your web-based message out to a select group or the whole world. It's easy. A pioneer in webcasting, earthchannel.com provides the best products and services to big corporations and government users. And now, this same technology is available to you. They have the best Earthcast encoders, servers, and products to meet your technical needs. But wait, don't want to mess with technical stress? No problem. They'll do it for you. EarthChannel.com is your answer. You can use webcasting for lots of things like advertising, marketing, customer support, training, and don't forget, web radio and TV. In fact, you're listening to a live Earthcast right now. So come to EarthChannel.com. Actualize your audio or video webcasting needs today. You can't beat the friendly service or the price. Call earthchannel.com at 1-800-849-8978. That's 1-800-849-8978.
Radio your way. HealthyLife.net.
Welcome back to Your Best Life, or should I say, Keeping It Real in Redondo. So I left you with a cliffhanger about some of the chauvinism that has been going on in this town. Well, you know, it's been, as I talked about Laura, I talked about what was said about Paige. Then we have another good one was when Martha Barbee, when Jeff Ginsburg stepped down from the District 1 City Council position. I was actually going to apply for it, but it turns out that sadly I had a medical issue and I couldn't do that to myself or to my city because I didn't know, you know, how extensive it was going to be. But there was a process. In order to apply to be appointed to the city council, there was forms you had to fill out, you had to get endorsements, you had to be interviewed, all the candidates were interviewed in front of city council. It was really very well organized, and there was a process. And so that it was so interesting because Martha Barbee was the last one out of like 15 people to get interviewed, and back then city council District 2 Brand said to her, goes, well, what does your family think about you running? Didn't ask that of anybody else. And then after she did, you had to do a pitch. After she did a pitch about herself, he goes, well, gee, you're a real dynamo, aren't you? Well, you do not tell a professional woman, so insulting to say you're a real dynamo. It's totally sexist. And I called him out on that during public comment, which, of course, that took care of any kind of relationship we were going to be having. But that's kind of stuff that's going on in town. And then, and this one is once again, everything I'm talking about, you can go to the city council meetings or you can, you know, you can go to Facebook, you can go to places, and it's documented. There was one time that Jim Light was talking about one of the projects he was working on in town, because he's always working on projects. And, you know, I said to him, I said, what's your background that, you know, that you have this background that you can be talking about all the engineering and this and that? And he gave me his background, and I said, oh, very interesting, because I have a tech background, too. I mean, I spent a few years in technology. I worked at Bell Labs. I mean, there were things that I did, and then also I worked for ADP Automatic Data Processing. And so, no, I was putting out my credentials, and then Jim said on Facebook, he goes, well, you didn't mention that you were a sex therapist, you didn't mention that you wrote a book on sex, and you didn't mention that you were working on a TV, you have a TV program. Well, once I kind of stepped back from being a little bit shocked that he would bring that out, nothing I was ashamed of. Oh, my God, I was really proud of what I've been able to do to help women and couples have better relationships. But I realized he was trying to slut-shame me on Facebook. So I wrote back and I said, yep, I am a sex educator. Yes, I wrote a book on sex. And yes, I'm working on a TV show. Didn't have one yet. And then I kind of started, and then I laughed because I'm going, hey, I'm in my early 70s and somebody's trying to slut shame me. But I knew his behavior, if he was in high school, he would have been suspended for a while. And he did this right on Facebook. And I wanted to retaliate. I mean, I had something all written up that would have been kind of tongue in cheek and all that. And I said, no, I'm not going to sink to that level. But this is just, I mean, this is a few years ago. So this is just an example of some of the things that have been going on in our town. That is, you know, sexist. You know, we have people who are taking money, taking our money, for things that they are doing. And it's just waste and wasting our money. So I wanted to, you know, I really want you to know about the things that are going on in our town and keeping it real in Redondo. Another reason, like when the person who's kind of against me and attacks Keep the Esplanade Beautiful is the person who writes on these Redondo Chamber Unmasked and is also involved with ROW, Rescue Our Waterfront. Well, guess what? Several years ago, Rescue Our Waterfront was getting ready to sue the city. They needed to have money. So what they did is they made a deal with the South Bay Parkland Conservancy, which is a 501c3. And ROW is a PAC, a Political Action Committee. They put out, donate to ROW, Rescue Our Waterfront, a PAC, but you can donate money to the South Bay Parkland Conservancy because it's a 501c3, and your donations will be tax deductible. Well, guess what? You are not allowed to do that. You can A 501c3 cannot be working with a PAC, cannot be collecting funds and tax-deductible funds for a PAC. So what we did is we let them know, but they continued on doing it, so we went to the IRS with it. And the IRS agreed with us that, yep, they put the South Bay Parkland Conservancy in jeopardy. Their 501c3 was put in jeopardy, but they were so small at that point, the IRS was not going to do anything about it. But we let them know, and that's one of the reasons why Wayne Craig continues to attack Keep the Esplanade Beautiful. In fact, I got off the board of Keep the Esplanade Beautiful so that there would be no contention there and all that. But that's why if you see contention, if you see things on Facebook or see things being said at City Council, that is the background, because I took a stand when I saw a 501c3 being used like that, because I have been involved for the last 25 years. I've been involved with nonprofits from 501c4s to 3s to 6s. So I know the rules and had to take a stand on that. So when you're wondering what's going on there, the animosity, and that was years ago, but he keeps on bringing it up. So keep on bringing it up, but just know that, you know, Keep the Esplanade Beautiful is doing everything right. I'm not on the board. So if you want to attack me. You know, I can take that. You know, I'm not a little girl here anymore. You know, I'm a big, strong woman that knows how to defend herself. And I mean, that's why when I decided to run for mayor, I want to tell you why I decided to run for mayor. People are going, what are you doing at your age running for mayor? Well, besides being called out that I'm too old to run for mayor. Well, the reason I decided to run for mayor is I've been seeing all this stuff, and I'm using a nice word, stuff, going on in Redondo. And I've been trying to do it from the audience. I've been trying to do it with my advocacy, et cetera, et cetera. And it wasn't working. But then when I saw how Jim Light was appointed, that was like one of the last straws, next to last straw. Jim, you know, the city spent more time at that meeting when they appointed Light on leaf blowers than they did on electing or appointing a mayor. There was no process. I had been writing from both the city attorney and the city manager saying what's going to be going on. I think the only restriction is we had to appoint somebody in 30, I think it was 30 days. It could have been 45, but I think it was 30. So there was no process. And I just described to you the process that when Martha Barbee got appointed. So what happens is that all of a sudden we have this meeting and people are throwing out, hey, I'd love to be mayor. And, you know, we're limited to our, you know, 3 minutes. And I even put up that I'd be willing to run for mayor. But, you know, what happened is, and I'm going to have to, once again, there's going to be a commercial coming up so that I'm going to do another cliffhanger. But I want to let you know how this person got appointed. And there was absolutely no process and of him being appointed and then sworn in that night. So when we come back, I'll finish up that story.
Keeping it real in Redondo starts with a vote for Joan Irvine for mayor, a pillar of the community who doesn't mind the hard work and has the wisdom to make a positive difference for everyone, just like she has with keeping the Esplanade beautiful for over 11 years. This former CEO of International Associations, who has worked with Senate and congressional staffs, has the much-needed executive skills, unbiased viewpoints, and capabilities needed for Redondo Beach to cooperate in harmony and in the direction for Redondo to flourish in business, community, and quality of life for all people, not just the sinuous few with their own agenda that has negatively pitted citizen against citizen, destroying cooperation for much too long. She'll put an end to the city spending thousands of tax dollars on unnecessary lawsuits and legal fees that could have been used to enhance Redondo's economic development, to revitalize the city and empower all of its citizens, including children and seniors. So if you want to go back to keeping it real in Redondo, then vote for Joan Irvine for mayor. You'll be glad you did.
I'm Joan Irvine, keeping it real in Redondo, and I approve this message.
The ocean and its beaches are one of our greatest treasures, and Redondo Beach in Southern California brings joy to millions of people every year. But we need your help. Keep the Esplanade Beautiful as a charitable organization that makes a positive difference in how the Esplanade looks by keeping it clean. They're looking for Saturday sweep volunteers, the first Saturday of every month. Meet at 9 a.m. Pacific time at the Esplanade and Avenue I, and bring your friends. Keep our Redondo Beach beautiful. For info, visit keeptheesplanadebeautiful.org. KeepTheEsplanadeBeautiful.org.
So in an emergency, who do you call?
You, Mom.
Neighbors teach their children the rules of personal safety. Don't go out alone. Always let an adult know where you're going. Say no if you feel threatened. And please, have a current picture of your child.
Hello, I'm Eve Schiff.
And I'm Alexa Schiff. My dad, Congressman Adam Schiff, wants your children to be safe.
So be smart and teach your child the basics.
This message brought to you by the National Association of Broadcasters and this station.
You know, when my grandson takes a long car trip, he listens to audiobooks. A long drive seems faster, and sometimes he doesn't want to get out of the car because the book isn't finished. With over 100,000 books, Audible.com is one of the best places to get audiobooks. You can listen to a bestseller anytime, anywhere. Audible.com, your destination for the widest selection of audiobooks. Join millions of listeners. Just go to the Audible.com on HealthyLife.net's advertiser page and click.
I love this song.
I love nachos.
Loving everything? You might be buzzed.
You know what I'd love? A ride when it's time to head out.
If you see a buzz warning sign, call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
More exhilarating talk. HealthyLife.net.
Hi, this is Joan Irvine, mayor candidate for Redondo Beach 2025. So I just want to finish up with this story, and then I want to get back to your best life in Redondo, because they're really, I mean, I love Redondo. Otherwise, I wouldn't be running. So I talked about how, you know, Jim Light was there, and he got up, and he was in tears and saying that Bill Brand told him on his deathbed that he wanted him to follow up on all the agendas that Brand had been working on. And Jim got to go on for like 10, 15 minutes of talking about what Bill Brand had wanted, what Bill Brand, and it was tears, crocodile tears and all that. Hey, listen, I know he had just lost one of his best friends, so I totally understand that. But what ended up happening is the city council said, and of course this is all Brand people, it was 3-2. The city council voted to appoint him. No process, just him up there crying, him saying that Brand wanted him to be mayor. There were two people that, you know, District 5 and District 3 that voted against it because there was no process, but the others, the 1, 2, and 4, you know, voted for Jim Light as mayor. So that's how he got elected. No process. And I, you know, I develop policies for the internet and policies for, you know, child protection policies. So I'm big into regulations. And then also, really what hit the next week or next city council or two later, cannabis was on the agenda. And what was so interesting is at the end of the cannabis discussion, Niels Nierenheim put up on the screen at city council about a lawsuit in Montebello against a Redondo resident who has a cannabis business out there. There was no reason for him to do that. It was just totally character assassination. And the person he was against happened to be a friend of mine that I had been working with for 7 years for legal regulated cannabis dispensaries. And I said, that's it. I cannot have people from the city council treating residents like this. I can't have people being appointed mayor with no process. So that's why I decided to run for mayor. I decided I needed to be on the DS in order to get anything accomplished. Did I want to run? No, but I really felt I needed to, and I felt that I needed to do it for the people in Redondo. So that takes care of some of the keeping it real in Redondo. But let's talk about Redondo. And, you know, we love Redondo. There's so many things that are going on that are just why we live here. Okay, one of the things that we have going on, first of all, this Saturday, Keep the Esplanade Beautiful is having its first Saturday sweep. We've been doing this monthly for almost 13 years. So we meet at Avenue I and the Esplanade at 9 a.m. And you spend 45 minutes to an hour picking up trash. I mean, it's as simple as that. So it keeps the Esplanade beautiful. You get to see some of your neighbors. You get to see some of your friends. People thank you for picking up the trash. I mean, it's just amazing. And we've reached out to the community, and we've had the school board come and participate. We've had the Cub Scouts. We've had the USC alumni, the Leadership Redondo. So it's a way to reach out to the community, and you get to know people. And in fact, one of the things I would love to do is I would love to see that the city of Redondo would have a first Saturday. And if in your neighborhood, maybe it's a sweep, maybe it's something else, but a way that we know once a month that you get out there and you do some community volunteer work. And come on, 45 minutes once a month, we can all do that. And look how that would make our city, you know, how our city would look with that. Okay, also, then this Saturday, there is the Beach City Symphony is having their 75th anniversary gala. Yes, 75 years they have been providing music for free to our community. So this gala is at the Elks Club, and I think it starts at 6 o'clock. But if you get on to their website or get on to Facebook and look for the Beach City Symphony, you'll learn about it. So please go support them. Then let's see what else. Oh, then we also have, you know, being the feminist that I am, the Women's March is happening on March 8th, and it's at Veterans Park at 10 o'clock in the morning. And this is going on. No, we need to, obviously in Redondo, we need to keep on, you know, marching, keep on letting people know that women have the same rights as others, and that we have the right to our bodies, we have a right to our jobs, and this is a way that women across the country are going to be marching for our rights. And this is a nice one because once again you get to see women and men in our community who support their women. And, you know, it's great. I will be there. I have been at the women marches for the last several years. So this is going to be very good. And by then, I won't even know about the election yet. Speaking about that, you know, it's, how to say this, there has only been 3 female mayors in the 133-year history of Redondo Beach. Can you believe that? We're almost 50% of the population, and there's only been 3 of us, and it's been 40 years since we have had a female mayor. So we're asking, I mean, when I'm talking to people, since we have ranked choice voting, I'm saying vote me number 1 and vote Georgette number 2. I'm sure Georgette will be there too, but we will not know about the election results until the 13th of March. So we won't know who's going to be the mayor, but we're definitely going to be out there. And this weekend, Ragin' Cajun is holding their Mardi Gras event. So Ragin' Cajun is on in PCH, you know, near Riviera Village, and they have bands going all on Saturday and Sunday. But on Sunday, if y'all want to meet me, just before Journey Jukebox, they're going to give me a few minutes to talk to people. So I'll be able to talk about running for mayor and asking for votes. You know, shaking hands and kissing babies is the term. I'm doing that. But so I will be there. They start at 4. I'll probably be able to 3:45. I'll probably be up there talking. And then also at 12 o'clock, Crow Hill is playing at Ragin' Cajun. So that is a good place that you can meet up with me if you would like to meet me, and plus listen to some good music, because, I mean, the South Bay is known for, it's a music industry town, and we have it's a big industry, we have lots of music playing all over the place, so please do that. Also, I mean, you know I'm going to be at the Women's March, so if you want to talk to me, come talk to me. Then we also have Spring Fest is happening in North Redondo. And it's at the Performing Arts Center. It's a family event. You're going to have music. You're going to have rides. You're going to have vendors. And that is going to be, it's Spring Fest. Guess what? So it's March 20th to 23rd up at the Performing Arts Center. It is just a fun time. And what I really love with the music is they have a lot of teen musicians. And there's actually a competition that they're having. Somebody from Beach Life is going to be there. They're going to be picking out who's the best of the best, and those people will be able to, I think they're going to be playing at Beach Life or somehow associated with Beach Life, but it's great when you see kids doing this. And so if you want to have, if you want to find out any more information, please contact me at joan@joanirvineconsulting.com. Once again, joan@joanirvineconsulting.com. You can go to my website, drjoanirvine.com. That's drjoanirvine.com. And so, you know, I love Redondo. I'm running for mayor. If you haven't voted, please vote for me. But even if you don't vote for me, please vote. It is a privilege to be able to vote. So please, please, please vote. And please take what I'm talking about seriously, because it is keeping it real in Redondo. So until next month, this is Dr. Jones signing off from Your Best Life.